about Jesus coming. Jesus coming as the great king. The king has come and the king will come again. And when great rulers and queens and kings, presidents, prime ministers and the like come into their power, they often make great big announcements and they make great big speeches. And they don't stop there. They carry on making it. Just the Christmas Day we had here in the UK, the king's speech. It is very much still at the very first book of the New Testament. And prior to Jesus' conversation that we heard read for us, he's only said one thing. And that was to John the Baptist saying, yeah, you ought to baptize me. And then we get this moment where Jesus is out in the wilderness and we get the first speech, the king's speech. And there are a number of really striking things about about Jesus' king's speech. And that is, he focuses everything he has to say on God's word. Jesus said, join in with me, it is written, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And Jesus carries on repeating, that's it, it is written, it is written, it is written. All the way through that conversation with Satan in the wilderness. It is written, it is written. And he carries on all the way through his ministry, right to the point where he's dying upon the cross. What does he do? He quotes the Bible. Four things about Jesus and the word of God. Number one, to Jesus, God's word was like fire. There's a verse coming up on the screen. This is from Jeremiah. It is written, fire. Jeremiah said this back in the day, the prophet, when I speak, the words burst out. God's word burst in my heart like a fire. So every time he spoke God's word, it kind of like was set on. I've got something to help me here, set my Bible on fire. Sometimes we don't understand God's word and we need God to come in from outside and lighten it up. Can you see the flames there of my book on fire? And when with a spirit in your heart, in actual fact, every time you open the Bible, it comes back on fire. The spirit makes it living and real. And every time you open it, you just can't stop it coming out in fire. And that is what Jeremiah said. Your word was like fire in my heart. And whatever I did, I couldn't stop. I've got to make sure the fire alarms don't go off here. It's all right. Watch the what? Watch the microphone. Watch the microphone. That's what he found. God's word was like a fire in him. And that was true for Jesus. And when some people said, you know, who are you, Jesus? And Jesus said, well, who do you say I am? And someone said, well, some say Jeremiah. Because there was so many similarities between Jesus and Jeremiah. He wept like Jeremiah, the sad prophet. But also, he couldn't stop God's word coming like fire out of him. Emma's really worried about the microphone. We got enough in the gift day to buy new microphones. It is written, it is written, it is written, said Jesus throughout that third. Jesus' speech, the king's speech, is God's word. But also, I've got some other things here in my little box here. There's a psalm coming up on the screen that says this, Psalm 119. It is written, God's word is like a light. And Psalm 119, verse 105 says this, your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. And I've got quite a bright torch here, really. It's quite bright, that, isn't it? So don't look directly at it. But basically, God's word leads us in dark places so we can see where we are going. And we're told in Matthew, Grant read it, that the Spirit took Jesus out to the wilderness. And that was quite a dark place for him to be. Now, often Jesus found himself in dark places, no darker than the Garden of Gethsemane. And all the way through, Jesus has got the Word of God guiding him, lighting up his path. That fire that just keeps bursting out of him, the light that tells him which way to go and how to deal with the situations that he comes across. So God's word is like that fire. God's word to Jesus was like a lamp, like a torch, lighting the path so that he knew which way to go. There's another verse coming up on the screen. How else does the Bible refer to itself? Well, the Bible calls itself the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, those of you on the front row now, to be really careful, don't you? You're wondering what I'm going to get out next. I don't have a sword, all right? But what I have got is I've got a really pointy needle, all right? And I've also got some balloons here. So does anyone have sort of deep effect when balloons are popped? No. Okay, so that's okay. We're on good ground here. It is a sharp pointy thing, like a sharp sword. Your word is like a sharp sword. And yet what I can do is, you know, like Jesus, throughout his life, he allowed the word of God to penetrate right into his heart, right into his inner being, right into his very soul. But I am actually making the main point I want to say, all right? It does work normally. And Luke Blakely is lucky this year that I'm not ruining his jacket like I did last Christmas with my conjuring tricks. A sword like this thing pops things. And Jesus was out there in the wilderness, and every time Satan threw something at him, he responded with God's word. He popped the lies. That's exactly what he was doing. It is written. It is written. It is written. You know, as we live our lives following the Lord Jesus Christ, we do need God's word to be a fire in our hearts. We need to know. We've been learning one verse off by heart today, but we've got to allow God's word, like a sword, to penetrate into us so that when we are tempted, when we don't know what to do, it is a light to our path. And when we come across things that are wrong, we know what the Bible says and we can pop them and say, that's not what it's written. This is what the Bible says. It is written. What else does this verse say? Well, look, I've got this illustration here. What's our memory verse today? Fantastic. You're doing really, really well with that memory verse. It is written. Jesus said, it is written. You shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Bread basically was the staple diet. That is the basic food that you needed to eat each day. There are other staples. There's rice. Hands up if you like rice. Yeah, a lot of people like rice, eh? There's also potatoes. All right, hands up if you are from Ireland. Hands up if you like potatoes and you're not from Ireland. Great. Hands up if you like bread. Okay, we're going to have a little bit of a test today. I'd like you to talk to the people next to you. In a moment, we're going to have a proper vote. We're going to have a vote. If you could only eat rice or potatoes or bread for the rest of your life, what would you choose? All right, rice, potato, bread. Have a chat and then we'll have a vote. Okay, that's enough chatting. All right, this is a proper scientific test. There are some people in the room who really want to know the answer to this. Claire and Pete Smith-Keary. It's the sort of thing they lead their small group, the discipleship group, in discussing rather than the word of God. Hands up for rice. Oh, you're not really got that, have you? Okay. Hands up for potatoes. Oh, a bit more. I think potatoes. I'm saying potatoes like my eldest daughter did when she was a kid. Potatoes. Okay, bread. Bread, I think bread's got it. Bread has it. And that is the right answer. That is the right answer. And I'm going to tell you why. And those of you who voted for potato, and those of you who voted for rice, I need to convince you to change your mind, because we're going to do another vote in a moment. What is it about bread? I'll tell you some things about bread. Bread is worldwide. Bread is the most versatile out of these things, all right? Bread has the best smell, has it not, when you get it out the oven, yeah? Does rice smell good when you get it out of the pot? Yeah, but does bread smell better? I wasn't loud enough. Of course bread's got it. And bread has it every time. Imagine living the rest of your life without pizza or naan bread or jam and bread or peanut butter and bread or toast and marmalade or hot cross buns or panettone or flatbread or bread and butter pudding or ice buns or fish finger sandwiches. Seriously, come on. I mean, they're best on really cheap bread. Chapati. Brown bread, white bread, and here's the most important thing, bread. Bread's biblical, all right? Bread. What did our verse say? It didn't say, you cannot live by bread alone, but by a bit of rice and spuds. Ain't come into it. Jesus is the bread of life. Imagine living the rest of your life without communion. Let's vote again. Any votes for rice? Oh, I want to congratulate you. Any votes for potato? Sticking to it. But I love the others of you. So fickle for my arguments. Running with the bread. Vote for it. Fantastic. Okay, bread is great. But what did Jesus say? You can't live on it alone. It's not enough. After all of that, bread ain't enough. And it's not just because rice and potatoes are available for your carbs. It's basically saying you need something even more necessary than bread. And that is the word of God, God's word. That fire in your heart, that lamp for your feet, that sharp sword that will pop Satan's lies, but above all, the daily nourishment that bread gives to keep you strong, to give you the energy. Bread keeps you alive. The others do too. Bread keeps you alive. And Jesus says, you cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So today, last Sunday of the year, just about to head into the new year, 2025. The King is coming again. And we acknowledge no bread, no life, no word of God, no life. No word of God, no life. Jesus, his King's speech was the word of God. The word of God, the bread of life. My prayer, my heart for us all today, and I pray it's your heart, is that you do have the fire of God's word within you, that God's word does lighten your path through whatever you face in 2025. Satan will come and tempt you. And we pray that God's word is there, right there in our minds and our hearts, on the tip of our tongues, to speak truth, to share it with others who believe things that are lies, to share graciously the word of God with others. And above all, to remember, as Jesus said one more time with me, Jesus said, you shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.